When you ask random Minnesotans about the history of the state flag, they might be hard-pressed to come up with some answers.
I don't know. It's not something that seems very critical to me.
That's Michelle Freeland of Minneapolis. She says she wouldn't mind knowing more about the flag's history, but...
it doesn't come up, you know.
True, you might not hear a conversation about this topic at a cocktail party, but some residents are curious about the flag's origins and its design. Take Steve Trimble of St. Paul, for example.
You know, it's just your basic, old-fashioned state flag. So it's okay. The colors are nice.
The dominant blue backsplash wraps around the state seal, which is trimmed with gold. The seal was adopted before the flag was designed and represents Minnesota's Native American and agricultural history. Its image depicts a farmer working in his field with a Native American riding a horse nearby. Adam Shear is a senior curator at the Minnesota History Center. He says efforts to create the flag can be traced back to the early 1890s.
The Chicago World's Fair was planned for 1893, so all of the states were going to have buildings at the fair. And we did not have an official state flag at the time.
To make sure Minnesota stood out at the World's Fair, the legislature established a committee to oversee the process of creating a flag. A contest was held for best design, and Amelia Hyde Center, the wife of a prominent businessman, took that prize. Two local seamstresses, Pauline and Tomaine Feldy, were commissioned to come up with a prototype. The efforts paid off as the flag won a gold prize at the fair. In addition to the distinct colors and the embedded state seal, the first version of the Minnesota state flag contained other features.
You had a ribbon with the state motto, L'Étoile du Nord, Star of the North. You also had 19 stars, which represented the fact that Minnesota was the 19th state to be entered into the Union.
In the late 1950s, the flag underwent some design changes. Until then, one side of the flag was blue and the other side was white. In an effort to lower production costs, state officials agreed to use just one color, blue. Nearly three decades later, another design change was made. In 1983, the state seal on the flag was altered to show a more harmonious relationship between the farmer and the Native American on horseback. The updated image no longer made it appear as if the Native American was fleeing the area. Still, not everyone agrees on today's design. Some think it still represents the image of white settlers taking over Native land. Robert Klanderud, who is of Dakota heritage, says it's a constant reminder of how his ancestors were treated.
The mission statement of the state of Minnesota was to eradicate the Dakota from this borders of Minnesota, to drive them out of the land that they took.
Meanwhile, others think the flag is a little too dull and in need of a drastic overhaul. But Adam Shear says, love it or hate it, no big changes are on the horizon.
The Minnesota legislature has decided, at least for the time being, that the flag is sufficiently representative of the state and that time would be better well spent on other things.
The original state flag still exists, but is kept in storage at the Minnesota History Center to preserve it from light exposure. But appointments can be made for those who want to get a close look at how Minnesota's pride and heritage were first displayed on a flag. For KFAI, I'm Mike Moen. 10,000 Fresh Voices is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.